week.
Well, I think the bye came at almost a perfect time for us. It's exactly at the midpoint of the season in week seven. Obviously it was a combination of getting some work in, some recruiting, but also some much needed rest. And I think we were able to, first of all, give our players a couple of days off, so they were able to rest up, heal up in some cases. We did have a couple of days of practice where we really went back and focused on fundamentals and getting our younger players some needed reps that they hadn't gotten over the last 6 or 7 weeks. And then we spent a couple of days on the road recruiting. We were able to get out for the better part of 3 days this past week and go out and see some of the guys who were committed to us and also some guys that we're still pursuing. So it was a combination of things, but more than anything, it was the time off, the rest, and I think that's going to, pay dividends for us moving forward.
First question this morning from Steve Ellison. Good morning to you.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Kevin.
Steve, how are you?
I'm good. I'm curious, and we've talked in the past about how the first 2 years in the CAA really highlighted how deep your team has to be as you get deep into the season. Can you see within your roster now in year three kind of that depth building in the roster?
I think we can. We've had some guys that have been out with injuries, and we've been able to replace them with players coming off the bench or maybe guys who hadn't gotten as many reps in previous games, and they've been able to step in and pick up the slack without missing a beat. I think of Josh Derry being one who's been out a couple of games, and the other receivers were able to step up and carry a lot of the load there. So yeah, I think we are building it. It's not something that you do in one season, obviously. It takes a couple of recruiting classes. We still have two classes on our team that were recruited prior to us moving to the CAA. So it's still a work in progress, but I can see some improvement.
And you have 5 games left and with a lot on the line, a lot to still play for. Do you kind of break this down as like a 5-game season for the team here now?
Well, I think when you get into the, you get into conference play, you've got to take it all 1 week at a time. And so, yeah, I guess you could say it's like five 1-game seasons or six, I guess it is left. So
Fixed.
we've got to go, week to week. But you can't afford to look past anybody in this conference. You better be at your best every single Saturday. And as I've said before, it's all about who plays better during those 3 hours on the field that's going to win the game.
Great. Thanks, Kev.
Yep.
Kevin, let's take a look at your team here at the midway point and start on offense. You guys are ranked number one in the nation yards, points. It's been unbelievable. Best offense in FCS with so many new pieces coming into the season. Has the production surprised you at all? And what do you see as the key to the success you've had?
Well, I guess, compared to where we were a year ago and the amount of talent that we lost through graduation, I would have to say yes, that I am somewhat surprised, but I also can attribute that to our offensive staff, led by Jeff Gallo and the rest of them. They do such a phenomenal job of preparing our players and getting them ready, and also of being able to adapt and change from 1 week to the next. It's not just the same old Mammoth that comes out week in and week out. There's always a new wrinkle. There's some nuances to what we do. And we try to keep defenses guessing. We're fortunate that we're able to spread the ball around. We've got, three backs who are all slightly different. And I think we've talked about that before. And Rodney Nelson, Sony Ento, and Makai Green, they all bring a little bit something different to the offense. And we try to, play to their strengths. We've got a quarterback who does a very good job at distributing the ball and getting it to a very talented group of receivers. Our offensive line, probably the biggest question that we had coming into the season was that unit, and very happy with the way that they're coming along. And that's even playing probably six or seven guys because of injury. So the combination of the guys that have been playing has been very good.
How much is I mean, just kind of in follow-up to Steve's question, the development, the depth, as you mentioned, you got three backs. It seems you lose Josh Derry and you guys haven't skipped a beat on offense with your passing game. And then with that line, how impressed have you been with just the general development of all of those guys?
Very impressed, I'll be honest with you, Rob. I mean, it's something that, going into the season during preseason, there were some concerns about, how explosive we could be on that side of the ball. But, I think, as I said, we've done a very good job of getting the ball into playmakers' hands. And where we may be slightly, down talent-wise in certain positions, I think we're able to make up for that in utilizing the talent that we have in others.
Let's switch over to the defense, and that was a unit that in the first couple of games of the year, I know you weren't as pleased with. You had given up a bunch of yards, but boy, have they seemed to have made some strides over the last four games. What have you liked about the way that they've improved?
Well, I think as you said, it's the improvement. From where we started, I think as you get to the midpoint of the season, early in the year where young and rookie players, guys playing for their first time, they're now seasoned a little bit. They've been in games, they've been in big games, they've been forced to make plays, not always make the plays, but they've been put into situations where they have to make plays. And now I think you're starting to see that, come to reality here. We're making key plays. We're still not a finished product. We're not where we hope to be or want to be, but I think you're seeing our guys coming up at key times and games and making big plays.
Who are some of the guys that you've really seen grow and maybe step into more of a leadership role for that group?
Well, at the linebacker spot, there's a couple of guys. First of all, Ryan Moran, he's an older player, but he's kind of the guy, the glue that holds that unit together. He kind of controls both the front and the back end a little bit, and he's been a key player for us. Remy Johnson, finally getting healthy now, is starting to get more and more time, and he missed probably the first 2 to 3 games of the season, but it looks like he's getting back into the groove right now. And then on the back end, you've got Deuce Lee, who from the safety position really controls where we, our secondary movement. He handles all of our coverage checks and all of our calls back there. He's really coming along as well.
Let's look ahead to Saturday. Your team is at home against Bryant. Talk about some of the challenges that they present for you.
Well, they're really coming on and playing good football. Last week I know they had a very close loss to Albany, a game that I think either team could have won going down the stretch in the fourth quarter. And the week prior to that, they had a big win against Brown. From the offensive side, I think, you look at their quarterback. He's big, he's elusive, he keeps the play alive, he distributes the ball to a lot of different players. When he does scramble, he's looking to throw it. And he sees the field very, very well. They've got a receiver, number five. Their receiver is extremely talented, one of the best receivers we've seen yet this year. Great hands, has a knack for finding the open area. I think he's averaging over 17 yards of reception this year. He's got 9 touchdowns. He's the guy that they're looking for in the pass game. And their running back, although they've used a couple of different guys in the running back position, number 15 is really, he's difficult to tackle. He runs so strong. He's tough. He's physical. He's hard to get on the ground. And their offensive line is one of the bigger ones we've seen this year. I think they average 6'5" or 6'6" and well over 300 pounds. And we're not the biggest unit on the defensive side, so we're going to have our hands full there. And then you look at their defense. They've got very active players on each of the three levels. I think first of all, on the defensive line, you've got one of their defensive linemen, number 9, who's very active. He's always in the backfield. He's got tackles for loss and really kind of creates some havoc with his penetration. And then the linebacker, I'm very impressed with. I know that he's only a freshman. He was the CAA Rookie of the Week this past week. He leads the team in tackles, moves very well, and he's a very big, imposing, physical player. And then the back end, their second leading tackler is number 24. They ask him to do a lot of different things, and he's very successful at doing them.
All right, Kevin, thanks so much for your time here this morning.